Hey, welcome to What's the Plot? This is Sean.
This is Mandy.
And we're back with another episode. How are you?
I am drained right now, but I am all right. How about yourself?
Slide the mic back and forth.
Oh, I'm sorry if you guys heard that. Sorry. Things happen.
I'm well. I'm feeling a little, you know, whatever. But I can't complain. How are you feeling?
I just told you.
Delicious. How I'm feeling. So what you been up to?
You know what? Not much. I've been trying to take it slow the last few days. I feel like I've been busy, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do more of relaxing in between things, I guess, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, catch up on some shows or like do some self-care stuff, what I deem to be self-care anyway. Yeah. Been listening to more of my podcasts, been reading a little bit. But yeah, what about yourself? What you been up to?
You know what? I can't remember what I've been doing, but I don't kind of remember what I'm doing. But I know I've been
things are a blur right now.
I've been looking for water.
yes, you
have. The water that we usually drink, they haven't been having it in a store that we usually go to. So we have to give in and drink some other water for now.
Yeah. I mean, we've had guests this past weekend, a couple guests for like what, an hour or two maybe.
Yeah,
nothing special. Well, special but nothing crazy.
I mean what happens if they needed water?
Well, we had water, we just didn't have bottled water.
Yeah,
we had the gallon water.
Yeah. I enjoy Crystal Geyser.
Very good
water. I also enjoy Trader Joe's spring water. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. And also the water that comes at the Family Dollar. And if you know about Family Dollar, you know that that's close to the hood.
Not but that always, water's, but yeah.
The dollar water, like $1.10 or something like that. The long, big water.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think Trader Joe's sells packs of water, but I haven't been in Trader Joe's since the whole pandemic started.
Yeah.
And they have lines outside the door that I'm not down for. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But other than that, with this whole thing, waiting for water and everything, what you been watching? What you been listening to?
You know what? As far as watching stuff, it hasn't been like a whole lot, but it's been a decent amount of stuff. So, regular show, of course, Cruel Summer, which last episode is coming on this week. And I'm like really excited because I feel vindicated in some of the theories that I had leading up to this point. But there's always that last episode. Things can always take a different turn, but whatever. Mm-hmm. We watched Black Hole, The Edge of All We Know. Which is a documentary on Netflix.
We did watch that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool documentary. Pretty Little Liars. We've been watching One Tree Hill, which took a little left turn yesterday, unexpectedly. The Last Blockbuster, which was actually a really cool documentary as well.
Mm-hmm.
City So Real on Hulu and Digimon.
Oh, okay. What you been listening to?
Pretty much the same stuff as last time.
Oh, okay, cool.
What about yourself? What you been watching?
What I've been watching, we watched The Last Blockbuster, as you say. It gave us that throwback feel.
It did.
I remember going to Family Videos up in Hammond, mm-hmm. Indiana, mm-hmm. and getting those movies and having to take them back. And I also remember moving to where we're at now and going to the library where you don't have to pay anything, mm-hmm. and feeling really good, getting those stacks of movies, yeah. binge watching. Getting those movies and just trying stuff out, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these types of documentaries give that throwback for people like us that are born in like the 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of tidbits of remembrance.
Those commercials, like yeah. all that stuff. If you guys don't know, like I thought it being called The Last Blockbuster mm-hmm. was gonna like detail like the very last store closing or something like mm-hmm. that, but there is actually still a Blockbuster open.
Yes,
so
in Bend, Oregon.
Yes, so if you guys are like interested in that, go check it out. It's on Netflix.
It'd be really great if we could like go there.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Excuse me. I think I might be this is a side note. You can drink a lot of water and still be dehydrated.
I think I'm also dehydrated.
Yes.
And my sinuses have been bothering me a lot.
Yeah, this is a side note. It's been very warm and I sweat quickly. I've been watching One Tree Hill. And let me say this. I'm on episode 7, I believe.
He's on season 1.
Season 1, episode 7.
One Tree Hill is for anybody that knows me, One Tree Hill is one of my favorite shows. I watched it when it first came on. I literally like rewatch it, not necessarily every year, but it often enough.
It's her Office for me.
Yes.
I watch The Office almost every year. The Office is a great show. So the scenario popped up and I didn't finish the episode because I got frustrated.
Yes, he did, guys.
Because I felt that Haley was pulling the strings of the friendship more towards her way and taking his kindness for weakness.
And I didn't see it that way.
Right.
And I told him, you if guys out there, if you watched it, I told him, keep watching the show because I feel like everybody on that show is going to do something that you don't like.
And that's fine. But this particular, when somebody's been your friend since you were knee high to a caterpillar.
Knee high to a caterpillar?
Caterpillar's knee, whatever, how, leg, whatever how the saying goes.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's some things that you shouldn't do. And I felt like it was self-serving for her.
I understand, but they're teenagers.
I'll finish here in a second. I'll finish here what I've been watching in a second.
Okay.
But go ahead. I feel like it was self-serving for her to go behind. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. But go check it out. It's on Hulu. It was self-serving for her to go and to do something. I noticed she's thinking from a woman's point of view.
She's thinking from a human's point of view.
That she can do something for somebody else. To stop the effects on somebody else. That's not how it works.
Oh, that's what you mean. Like right. Trying to fix the situation.
Trying to fix the situation. Trying to go behind my back and fix something. Knowing how deep this is. This isn't something somebody that he just met. Well, it's kind of somebody he just met.
She didn't mean it maliciously. I think that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. She wasn't malicious in her intent because right. I told you she rejected him at least twice before that.
Sure. He was being very
maybe continuing maybe wasn't the greatest idea, but it wasn't to be malicious. That's just her character. She sort of, for the most part, sees the good in people.
Mm-hmm.
you don't care.
Because here's the thing. I understand how character development works and people aren't going to make you angry because, look, Michael Scott pisses me off every time I watch The Office when he goes and he quits the paper company and all he wants to do is make pancakes all day and he doesn't have a real plan. That episode and those series of episodes piss me off every time. But you know what? I still watch because I understand and I can see somebody getting angry at that and I would just laugh. But here's the thing. She did that. They made up. They were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's liking the boy.
She's a teenager.
Now she's liking the boy.
I think you're thinking of this maybe, I see what you mean, but I'm also trying to get you to understand that they are in high school and finding their way in life and things are going to be different as time goes on, which is why I keep telling you to continue the show, but you just could not get past that part of the show.
Not trying to say that I'm a hoodlum, a thug, or a gangster. I've been called thug and gangster before, but my mind is from a different mindset. And maybe you're right when you talk about this, when it comes to male friendships or whatever.
Male, female friendships or whatever.
But at the same time, because this is what I know, and I don't want to get too deep in this.
But you're already going, so go.
Where we from and where a lot of people are from, the inner cities, women can set men up. So my mind goes deeper. My mind goes deeper into things. And then I think about this. If you my dog, just be my dog.
She's not setting him up to be robbed. She just happens to have feelings for somebody.
Don't go fraternizing with the enemy.
Okay, Ron.
You can't do that. Because what happens is you make a corridor and then you make an opening for something to happen. And then
the only reason I understand your perspective is because I'm not going to like spoil the show is because of the relationship between the two and how difficult it is.
Do you know how hard it is to have a good friend?
So I understand what you mean. But what I also want you to understand is number one, she wasn't being malicious in it. She really thought she was helping and it happened to bubble into something else, which I don't even think she was fond of him before that. And then it happened to transition as she kind of got to know him. So don't do that. Just give it a try. No, I'm not saying you can't have your feelings about it because you can.
I'm going to finish the episode.
But give the show a try because everybody on that show is going to get on your nerves at some point.
Oh, facts.
Okay.
Facts. I understand that part. My whole thing is this. keeping it thuggy and keeping it real, you know. I think that whole thing was FUBU. And if you understand the terminology that I'm using, you know where I'm from. I think that her whole terminology was FUBU and that she need to reevaluate herself watching this episode. And I think that Lucas need to reevaluate their friendship and
reevaluate.
I mean, because
we need to get off this.
And then she kept trying to fix it by saying, oh, well, you and Peyton. It's like, no, stop.
There's a reason she said that, which I'll explain to you off mic, because I don't want to ruin the show for somebody if they decide to go watch it.
Check this out. Go along with me on the journey. And if you guys want me to, I will go and I will have, it's not going to be long, but I'll have weekly 20-minute conversations and I will put it up here. Or if you guys want to just see it on a particular platform, I'll even go as far as going to Patreon. I don't care. But
also really quick, Sophia, Bethany, and Hillary are actually doing a podcast together. So the characters of Peyton, Brooke, and Haley, they are doing a podcast together. So
yeah,
I think that's going to be fun. I'm going to listen.
But for the most part, if you guys want that, or I will even make a separate pod. I don't care. If you guys want to hear this, if you guys want to hear me talk about my journey and watching One Tree Hill or any other show.
It's actually funny.
off mic, short shows, short clips, 20 minutes, maybe at the most, 30 minutes at the most. DM us. On our IG, which will be in the description, or email us at whatistheplot@gmail.com. If you want to see that, I might still just do it. It might be out there with zero plays. Somebody's going to listen to it.
You're going to get your point across. And it's different for me because I told you I've watched it so many times, but there is still a decent amount of stuff that, unless it like starts to play out in a certain direction, then I might remember what's going on, but I still don't always remember everything that's going on.
Good show so far. It definitely reminds me of that Dawson's Creek era of shows.
This was my show. I could not wait
for
new episodes.
Did it air on the WB? It couldn't have been a CW back then, right? It could have been a CW.
I think it was the CW.
Okay, shout out to the CW and shout out to Girlfriends. That was a great show as well.
Yes, yeah, Girlfriends is my show.
I might, and I've been on and off watching Living Single. I'm only on like episode 5, but whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We took a totally different detour.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
City So Real, the Hulu about Chicago. Toe Bro videos on YouTube. Skip and Shannon. I finally got a chance to just, you know, turn the TV on and watch a little sports show. The regular show, of course, in Chicago PD.
We did watch Chicago PD.
I've been listening to, I have to turn my boy Primo Rice back on for some cool pimping rapping. Music Soul Child, the 5 Heartbeat soundtrack. Found that because it was on Sling the other day when we was watching TV. Let's do some J. Cole, some Ghana, some oldies. Let's do a lot of oldies. I love the Emotions. Don't Ask My Neighbors, one of my favorite songs ever since I was a kid. So that doesn't mean make me an old person because I was at the picnics listening to that, jamming, sipping on my fruit punch. Fruit punch is one of my favorite drinks. Shout out to fruit punch. Playlists. I've been listening to just my playlist. And you know who's on that playlist? Pop Smoke.
Yeah, we know.
And he's from the Flossy. All right. So you have any news this week?
We do not. The only thing I've seen this week, I guess since we're talking about Marvel things today, was there won't be a season 2 for WandaVision in case anybody was expecting it, which kind of makes sense. I feel like they've pretty much done what they needed to do with that show. So that is pretty much it that I've seen for news this week. I'm pretty sure there's more out there, but from my perspective, that's all I've seen this week. So we're going to go ahead and get into the episode. So we're going to do something a little different this week.
Yes, we are.
So as we all know, the film Black Widow is coming out on July 9th. It's coming out obviously in theaters and on Disney Plus. So I figured today we can just sort of kind of talk about a little bit of what we know about the film. We're trying not to throw too many theories out there, confuse people too much. So it's really just a conversation surrounding what's out there as far as information for the film, like what we can expect. And then maybe some of the theories or, you know, things that we think might happen in the film. So I will go ahead and jump into it with giving out the information that we have.
Let's
so
do
far.
It.
So, of course, the release date is July 9th, 2021. It will be on Disney Plus and in theaters. The director for this film is Kate Shortland. So confirmed characters, because, of course, there can be cameos and things of that nature. This is just confirmed. So we know Scarlett Johansson is Natasha Romanoff or Black Widow. Florence Pugh is Yelena Belova, I think it is.
Rachel... Sean from What's the Plot as bike guy number one in the background.
What?
Sean from What's the Plot as bike guy number one in the background.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
It sounded like you were speaking a totally different... I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was speaking in a movie language. Go ahead.
It's Rachel... I think it's Rachel Weiss, not Weiss. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. As Melina Vostokoff. David Harbour as Alexei? Shostakov? Sorry, guys. I do not know how to pronounce these names. Slash Red Guardian. O.T. Fagbenle as Mason.
I would say Genesis.
William Hurt as Thaddeus Ross. Ever Anderson as a young Natasha Romanoff. And Violet McGraw as a young Yelena Belova. And, of course, there's many more people that we don't know about.
So many more people.
So, basically... the premise of what we know for this film is I think a lot of us were shocked when they even announced they were doing a solo Black Widow film. Mm-hmm. We were confused as hell because, spoiler alert, I'll give you about 10 seconds before we get to the spoiler from Avengers Endgame.
So from what
in
I
case know, they haven't seen it.
So from what I know, this film takes place at a certain period of time, though, before we get there. Because it has to, because of whatever, whatever.
No, I was just giving people time to pass by.
Well, that time has passed now, okay. So they should be ready.
So we all know that Natasha Romanoff passed away. Well, not passed away. She died in...
She sacrificed herself.
Basically, in Avengers Endgame. So we were a little confused when they announced a solo film for him. Because we were like, okay, so where is this going to go? What is this supposed to give? So this solo film, it actually happens between Captain America Civil War in Avengers Infinity War. So we know in Captain America Civil War, basically after that film, they were pretty much on the run because they pretty much like broke their contracts that they had. What was the name of that contract?
Oh, was it the, what's the name of the city? I forget the name of the city. It was like right on the tip of
the Sokovia Accord.
Boom, there we go.
And so they pretty much like broke that. And so, you know, she went on the run pretty much after that. So I was able to find a synopsis for the film. So it's in Marvel Studios action-packed spy thriller Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, aka Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. Pursued by a force that will stop at nothing to bring her down, Natasha must deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. So pretty much, I guess, what we can expect like from this film, we're going to get some information about her background.
Sounds like a more of an origin story before we kind of put the character to rest.
Yes, pretty much. I guess you could say that. That's a good way of summarizing it. So we see in the film, obviously, she's with her family, which I think we all pretty much know that's not her actual like real family. It's pretty much like, I guess, people that formed a relationship and they pretty much like took on these roles like in each other's lives. And then, like I said, it's about like confronting her past. We all know she was in, you know, she trained in the Red Room. She was a spy. Obviously she's done things in her past as a spy. So that's what pretty much the writ that's in her ledger that they refer to in, you know, past films. And then of course we get to meet her so-called family. And then we also know that the villain for this film, is Taskmaster, which I'm actually, I think I'm more excited for Taskmaster.
I think from what I've seen, many people are excited for Taskmaster. I also wrote in my notes, he was the task manager, which is something that on your computer to help you close out applications
Did you
that
mean
are
to
frozen.
Do that?
No, I didn't. And I kind of laughed to myself. I say,
you know,
what?
I do that from time to time. Down? I have notes in here and I'm like, okay, I did not mean to put that.
I'm like task manager. I'm like, that is more like
that's actually funny.
That's like a super, like a supervisor's sub like description of their job.
So we know that pretty much Taskmaster is in charge of the Red Room. So he's charged. He's training these new Black Widows, in the Red Room, and then I think pretty much what it is in order to kind of put a stop to this. I'm assuming maybe she wants to end this program. And maybe that's what she's going to do as far as...
Is this
as
your theory?
I think that's pretty much like the consensus on what this might be about.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Take it with a grain of salt. I don't know.
Or a little bit of pepper. I like pepper.
Anyway, so just a little bit about the characters. You guys can always go and look these characters up yourself. I just like kind of knowing a little bit about these people because they're going to be obviously major pieces in the film as well. Mm-hmm. So we know Yelena Belova. She was also a spy that was trained in the Red Room. She's also a Black Widow, pretty much. Mm-hmm. She is basically like a sister. That's the one who's like a sister to Natasha in the film. We have Melina Vostokov / Iron Maiden. I don't know if that's going to happen in the film, her being named Iron Maiden or anything in the film. Mm-hmm. She was actually a villain to Black Widow in the comics. So maybe they're going a different direction with her in the film, I'm assuming.
We don't know.
And then she also trained in the Red Room, so she's technically a Black Widow as well. And then she's basically like a mother to Natasha. Then we have Alexei Shostakov / Red Guardian. Mm-hmm. he's basically the Russian super soldier counterpart to Captain America. So he's Russia's Captain America, basically.
So he's...
he's basically like the father figure to Natasha. I'm not giving like their whole, you know, like background. This is just kind of like naming who they are and things of that nature.
This would be something cool for you to go look in the back. Because I actually just looked and like seen a lot of these people's backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool.
It's a pretty extensive background.
Yeah, so if you got some time,
go. The only reason sometimes I don't do that too is because while all of that is a part of the background, sometimes they go different directions with characters and stuff. So I don't want to read it and then people think that this is what's supposed to happen because Marvel does what Marvel wants to do. So, and then we have Taskmaster or Anthony Tony Masters.
Or is that his name?
So if you've seen him in the trailer, I'm just like, so, you know, I love like a good villain. So hopefully they do him like really, really well.
Yeah.
So if you've seen him in the trailer, you probably have seen him mimicking certain moves from people like Black Panther, Captain America, Natasha.
Or Sean Bicycle Guy, number one.
Iron Man.
He rode that bike really well. Go ahead.
Why that? Anyway.
I'm going to get my foot in these films.
You have to put forth the work to do it.
Hey, if y'all out there and y'all trying to shoot somebody, not shoot somebody, but like you're trying to shoot like...
No, you can't just get a role because you just want somebody to shoot you. Hey, go
check
audition.
Check this out. If you guys need some voiceover work, hit us up at whatistheplot@gmail.com.
Where's your portfolio? You can't just ask
This is my portfolio. We're some episodes deep in this thing.
That could count.
And I got some music out there too. Go check that out too, guys, if you just so happen to stumble on it.
Can we get to Taskmaster, please?
Oh, I forgot. Or am I Taskmaster? Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so as I was saying, if you've seen the trailer, you see he's mimicked Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow herself. He pretty much has photographic reflexes, which he noticed that he had when he was a child. So a little bit of his background, he was a career criminal. that's what it said.
What a background.
Who can replicate superhero moves. Sometimes he's hired as a combat instructor, or sometimes he works as a covert operative for government agencies. So pretty much it sounds like he does whatever the hell he wants when he wants to do it.
Taskmaster. Sounds badass.
Just from the trailer alone, I'm excited because I feel like she has probably deserved her own film for quite some time now anyway, which I was kind of like, okay, well, why the hell now? But at the same time, I saw Taskmaster because we've seen him in the cartoons. I didn't know about Taskmaster maybe until about maybe 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Me as well.
There's a lot of characters I told you guys I don't know. So this will be fun to like see. But I saw that trailer and I was just like, I gotta watch this.
Well, he's pretty cool in the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is my boy, what's his name? Dr. Strange?
Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom is he's a hoot. Yeah. But go ahead.
And then what was I gonna say? So I think that I was seeing comments where they were saying the only person who he may have issues with, I guess, as far as like, replicating would be Deadpool because he's too
it's unorthodox.
Yeah, he's you don't know what to expect pretty much from him most of the time. So which I thought that was kind of cool. So I wonder if there's ever been any interaction between those two. I'll look it up and see what I can find. And then we have a character named Mason. He is described as a finder for people who aren't still affiliated with armies. I think in this film, it's supposed to be... I know, right?
Talk about somebody who made up their own job.
No, I think he's like a pretty, like, not important character, but he's, you know, he's been in comics and things. So
sure.
I think in this film, he's supposed to be, they're supposed to be hinting at him being some type of a romantic interest for her at some point, maybe. As long as...
Go ahead.
They don't make this film about relationships, romantic relationships, then I'm good. It's okay with having a little bit. Don't give me too much. I hate it in my action films.
Wow, ma'am.
I'm telling you. I think pretty much in this film, he's supposed to like help Black Widow get what she needs during her mission. Like probably like weapons, technology, things of that nature. So I think that's what they meant by a finder for people who weren't so affiliated with armies. And then we have Thaddeus Ross. Okay. Then we have Thaddeus Ross, who is the U.S. Secretary of State and a former U.S. Army general. So that's pretty much some of the confirmed characters for the film. Do you think there's going to be any cameos in this film?
I think there's going to be heck of cameos, because this is why. And excuse me if you've been hearing me sip in the background. I'm trying to get, look, I'm going to drink me some body armor after this. That's no sponsorship there, but it can be. But what I think is going to happen is there are going to be more, there are going to be cameos in this, because I say this because coming off of the way that some of the Falcon and Winter Soldier stuff was shot, how they look like they updated stuff. Somebody pointed that out to me when I was watching some stuff and looking behind the scenes and stuff, like they updated the storyline from this whole trailer coming out almost a year or even a year ago, right? The first initial trailer, and then this trailer looking like it's been updated with more stuff. I feel like they added more to it.
Probably so. I mean, they've been releasing like these little clips, these too many clips over time. I try not to watch too many of them because I'm not one of those people that likes to have things spoiled for me. Because I was like reading some stuff and people have some theories and things, and I don't want to throw those theories out because people like being surprised still.
Yeah, I've heard some theories too. Yeah, since you said that, I'm like, not going to say anything.
Yeah, people have theories about who Taskmaster is and things of that nature.
It could be me.
It's not him. I can guarantee it's not him. Nah. For sure. But I kind of like the element of surprise still. I know sometimes people have theories and they want to know things, but that's why I try not to look for spoilers sometimes, because people have like set photos or they're like leaked scripts, like all the kinds of things. I don't like that. I still like being surprised. Now, I did see some theories out there. I'm not going to necessarily say the theories. You're free to do so if you would like to.
I just heard that a couple of the women in the film, people are theorizing that they might be Taskmaster or sharing duty of Taskmaster. That's what I heard.
Okay, if they're sharing duty, then that would make sense, because there is a scene where that it's just not possible if that's the case. Because I know what you're talking about.
But it doesn't make sense because due to the description and the whole character of Taskmaster, that doesn't correlate.
Maybe. They can surprise us. You never know.
What was I just talking about? Maybe I am Taskmaster.
Anyway. So I think if we get any cameos in this film, it may not be necessarily during the film, but maybe some point towards the end, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm assuming Clint will be a cameo in this
film. That Hawkeye, right?
Yes.
So this is, I was about to go to next, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So this is the whole thing about the whole Budapest thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I don't think that's why he'll be in the film. I could be wrong. This is literally like just one of my own theories. I didn't see it anywhere else. It would make
sense for him to be in the film, not to kind of support your theory here.
Obviously, Black Widow is dead. So we know probably at some point her sister will become the Black Widow of the MCU, probably. Right? My question is how, number one, how are they going to convince her to do so? Number two, is there going to be something in like the end credits where like her supposed family is notified that she died? The only person I can think of who she would even tell who she knows, you know, the family that she has, will be Clint.
True.
So maybe he might be, maybe either Clint or My guy with the one eye. His name is escaping me, y'all. I cannot.
Oh.
Fury. Nick Fury. Wow. Sorry. My brain is like not working well today. Mm. So I'm thinking maybe we may get one from Nick Fury and maybe we might get something from Clint. I feel like those are the only two who would make sense because while she may not have been like the best of friends with Nick Fury, I feel like they still had a close relationship. And then of course we know that her and Clint were best friends.
Right.
And then nobody else besides, you know, maybe Clint and Hulk seemed to care that she died. So I would assume it would be though, you know.
Yeah.
Him. So he's the only one to me that makes sense. But there may be some flashbacks in here where maybe we will see whatever happened with her and Clint in Budapest because they brought that up in films on several occasions.
You know what would be crazy though?
What?
If they used this to give Hawkeye his own movie.
Well, Hawkeye has a Disney Plus series coming. I thought I mentioned that.
Wow. I need to list these episodes back. Email us and let us know if you guys knew that already from listening to these episodes. There's so much going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hawkeye is getting a Disney Plus series.
So maybe it branches from this. Maybe it gives a deeper story.
Well, that was my other question. I wonder what this film, because this is going to be the first film of Phase 4.
Okay.
Like to kick that off. So I'm wondering what this film is going to like lead, you know, to. Like, what are we going to get, I guess? I'm pretty sure there might be something in the end credits. That's why I was thinking, like, maybe somewhere in the end credits, Clint goes to her family or something. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I would assume they would need a little bit, like, longer time. Or maybe they do, like, a flash forward or something as it gets towards the end.
Yeah.
And then I wonder what's going to be in the credits. Because we know, obviously, it's going to lead up to the big bad of whoever it is for Phase 4. So we also have to think about that.
Have they released the runtime yet?
I don't think so.
Because, you know.
But you know, Marvel films are normally like probably close to 3 hours.
You know what? I don't mind Marvel films being close to 3 hours because they usually give us good content.
At least the Avengers films. Let me see. I can always look at it really quick.
In the words of my boy, it ain't no topping when it comes to Ice JJ Fish. When it comes to what Marvel does as far as the whole hero category.
Yeah.
Which is what they're pretty much based upon. But
It says 2 hours and 14 minutes.
I was thinking about 250, yeah. But that's cool. I can work with that.
Mm-hmm. So what was I saying? Oh, about the end credits and things. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the big bad's going to be for this, though.
It's kind of hard to tell. It's so many people that it could be.
Well, I don't think they're going to announce it, obviously, anytime soon. Who it's going to be. People are probably going to figure it out, but there's a couple of like villains who we know are going to be, I guess, in films. So we know that Kang the Conqueror is supposed to be, is it Ant-Man and the Wasp? I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
And then we know, obviously, about Taskmaster. I'm trying to think if we know about anybody else.
Anybody bigger than those two?
Unless it's going to be like Galactus or something.
God, no. If it's the Galactus from
he just the cartoon planets.
They could just leave him out where he's at.
Unless they do him in a totally different way.
But Kang is a pretty good big bad if they do him right.
I don't think it's going to lead up to Kang, though.
Come on, man.
I don't think they would have told us this.
Or soon. Give us Doom.
Dr. Doom. If it's not the cartoon version, I don't want him. But I don't know. I don't know who the big bad of Phase 4 is going to be. Maybe I missed something. Maybe everybody else has seen it.
Maybe Taskmaster is the big bad.
No, he's. But know what I put in my notes?
What you?
I hope they don't kill him off in this film.
No,
we need more of him.
Well, he will he remember?
He probably won't. Yeah. He probably doesn't even know what's going on while he's doing it. And then the other question that I had, because somebody had mentioned it, and I don't really remember what it was, like how this family that Natasha has was like formed. But I think they said they were like locked away together or something like that. Is that what you heard?
Something similar, yeah.
And I guess they sort of kind of formed a family like in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something else that I think happened in the film. This is like speculation. I'm not going to throw it out there because it's not confirmed.
Okay.
But yeah, when she said she had a family, at first I'm not going to lie, when I first saw the trailer, I was like, oh, we get to meet Natasha's family.
No, that ain't happening.
And then like as time, this is when they first released the trailer. And then as time went on, then I heard, I'm like, this is not like her like official, like biological family. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm actually excited for her sister too. She seems like she has like a bit of a sense of humor. So I'm looking forward to what's her name? Yelena Belova.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very bad with these names. So I'm looking forward to her, especially if she's going to be carrying the torch after Natasha is gone. So
yeah, I look forward to it. You know, I love me some ScarJo. But I also do love a good origin film.
Yeah,
and finding out the things that help connect things. I was also surprised when going back. I was also very surprised when they announced this film. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward. I wish we were able to see it early.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that twice. Because that would be great.
Oh, people's theory is that it's going to be Mephisto.
Everybody's waiting for Mephisto. But little do they know.
Probably because of the whole intergalactic thing.
I think that Mephisto is going to come out when you least expect him to.
Probably.
And he's probably going to be bike guy number one.
Why does it have to be somebody on a bike?
That's me.
It's not I'm bike you. Guy number one. It's not. I can confirm for you guys. He's not in a Marvel film.
Or would she say that? Because I'm Mephisto and I'm making her say that.
Right. Whatever.
Bike guy number one.
So I guess the theory is Mephisto. It's going to be...
People have been looking for Mephisto for the last few series.
Yeah. So...
People are actually getting angry that Mephisto hasn't showed up yet.
Are they?
They like, we thought this was Mephisto. It's like, Mephisto is going to treat y'all like Lauryn Hill. He's going to show up whenever he wants to.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm sure Marvel already has this well planned out.
Who do you think would be a good Mephisto?
I don't know.
Bike guy number one, that's just a joke. But I'm
you're not a bike guy in the
I'm
film.
Gonna
at
give
all.
Me, I'm gonna give me some. I'm gonna give me some of these residuals.
I would like for you to do that so you can stop.
I give you some residuals. Stop. This pot is going up.
Let me see what I know. He's like their. They say he's like their version of the devil. So,
but I'm just saying, who you think would play a good Mephisto? And it can be Morgan Freeman.
Why would I want?
You know the deep Morgan, voice.
It doesn't have to be a deep voice though.
We don't know a wimpy voice. Macaulay Culkin.
No, I don't want Macaulay Culkin. That's a good...
Who do you guys think would be a good Mephisto? Email us.
I actually DM us. Don't know.
Let us know.
Do you think we're going to get the Silver Surfer at some point?
You know what? I've made many jokes, but that's a character I would love to play.
Yeah.
What's his real name? I forgot his real name. Norman Rad.
Yeah.
Yo, that cartoon will just take you through a doozy.
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to play him. Satan, Maya, Lucifer, Beelzebub.
Yeah. We're all spawns of God anyway, so.
Yeah. Let me see if people have theories out there. Oh, look, people are actually like looking this up already.
People,
it popped up.
People want Mephisto.
I see.
Every time I see a video, there's something... There's something that somebody's looking into to try to pull Mephisto out of a storyline.
Hmm.
He's going to come you guys least expect it. Here he is now. Hey, I'm Mephisto.
What?
There you go. So, tune in every week to listen to Mephisto.
I hate when people do like lists like this. Someone says Sterling K. Brown.
Ooh.
Jane Lynch.
Sterling K. Hmm. He's a great actor.
You know what? They had this guy here, and I never know his name. And I know you wanted to do an episode.
I would love to interview him.
He seems like such a sweet person.
Yeah, shout out to him and his wife, man. They seem like a beautiful couple.
Tony Todd?
Oh, wow. We need to do freaking the original Candyman.
He creeps me out.
We need to do an episode about him.
They put Lakeith Stanfield on here.
Lakeith Stanfield? No.
Rachel Bloom? They put Viola Davis. I do not see Viola Davis.
That'd be a good flip, person. Though.
It would be. Bryan Cranston. You know him. Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's my dog.
Somebody put Jim Carrey as an
Come
option.
Come on now. Y'all know how I feel about Jim.
Eva Green. They put Lena Headey, a.k.a. Cersei, from Game of Thrones, to play Mephisto.
I don't need to hate her anymore.
You know what? He looks like Mephisto.
Oh, Green Goblin.
William Dafoe,
I think. He played the Green Goblin.
Jamie Lee Curtis. That's one I would have never thought of. Mm. Mark Shepard. Zachary Quinto. Clancy Brown. Keith David. You were talking about a deep voice.
Oh, yeah. He'll be great.
Sorry, guys. We're just like kind of going through people's
but if you
recommendations
guys have,
here.
But if you guys have any theories, please email us those theories. Email us your list. Let's hear a top five of who you think will be a good Mephisto.
Kevin Michael Richardson. Oh, they put Cree Summer. Okay. She's cool.
So.
Oh, here's your guy. Giancarlo Esposito.
My dog would do a great job. We need to talk about him too. But
so yeah, that's their list of people who they think. And that's from bamsmackpal.com.
Yeah. If you send in the link, I'll put it in the description.
That's certainly
good. But if not, whatever. You guys just send your top five of who you think would be a great Mephisto.
Yeah.
And do you think this voice would do good as a great Mephisto? Iron Man, man.
Somebody said Al Pacino. What? Don't. Why are you looking at me?
A la carte. Whatever. A la
carte. You know, he might be a good one. I don't know how to pronounce his name, though.
Who?
He played, what's his character from Game of Thrones? Hold on.
So I think we're pretty much done with the episode. I think
we are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm forgetting his name. But yeah, I don't really have any theories on who would be a good Mephisto. I don't know enough about Mephisto to like cast somebody as him.
I'm just trying to see who can pull those characteristics out if he's supposed to be Lucifer.
I thought it'd be fun to like kind of see what other people have been Googling. Is like you said, I guess people really are like on top of this whole Mephisto thing.
People are fed up.
Yeah.
They want Mephisto.
What? He was Dumbledore?
But yeah, I think we're done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you have anything else to add?
I don't. I'm looking forward to the film. I think Taskmaster is going to be a great villain. I hope they don't kill him off.
Same as well.
I guess this is sort of kind of like a send off for Black Widow, which is kind of sad. Because I feel like they didn't really give her one. You know, they did a funeral for Iron Man.
True.
But they didn't do anything for Natasha. Maybe it's because they didn't want to do necessarily a send off, knowing that this film was coming. So that could be a thing too.
I have a whole nother theory there, but I'm not going to go into that because we'll be here for a whole nother hour.
Okay. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what direction it goes in because you never know. They could take it in a totally different direction. So.
Yeah, same here. I look forward to seeing ScarJo. Look forward to seeing Clint. Everybody. And I can't wait to come and actually just talk about how we, if any of the theories that I had, any of the theories that you had came through.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have any theories, please email us, DM us, follow us on IG, subscribe, follow here, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Be sure to hydrate, drink your water.
Please do.
Get your sleep, do your prayers, whatever religion you're in. I'm not going that deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
And be here every week because we got Samo.
Mm-hmm.
And that is What's the Plot.
And we will be back next week with Loki episode 2.
Facts.
All right. All right.